It's
synthetic. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. Synthetic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes when you're talking about, say women's purses, a lot of them are made out of a plastic that is made to look like leather. But in others, are made out of
leather. Imitation leather?
But if it's not imitation, you'd say it's. It's not imitation.
It's not real. No, you wouldn't say.
It's the opposite. It's not imitation. It's real or it's.
It's real leather.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use a word like gen? Would you ever use genuine?
Genuine? No, because it's either leather or it's not leather.
Now, what would you normally have on the table to season food with at the table?
Salt and pepper.
I suppose there's maybe a bowl of apples sitting on the table. And if a child wants one, he'd say,
give me an apple. Please, if it was polite.
And you're talking about somebody did something they shouldn't have. You say, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of. It wasn't these. It must have been one of.
Those.
And you're talking about, maybe a tree outside. It's a little way off. You say, it's.
A tree over yonder?
You're telling somebody how to do something. You say, don't do it that way. Do it.
This way.
And somebody speaks to you. You don't quite hear what she says. What do you say to make them repeat?
Say that again. She's going to see what it's all about.
That's all right. And we say, a person that has plenty of money doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a person
who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about childhood, maybe someone would say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was poor.
And then if on the other side there had been someone with a lot of money, he might say, next door on the other side was a boy
who was poor.
Now, what do you call the hard part inside of a cherry?
The seed.
And if it's inside of a peach, it would be a.
The peach is the seed, is it?
Mm-hmm. And what are the different kinds of peaches, according to how the seed is passing out?
I know. We discussed that last night. I can't think that now. But
one of them, the peach holds tight to the seed.
I know it, and then the other one doesn't. But I can't recall it. I can't say.
Would you use freestone?
Yes.
And maybe clingstone?
Freestone is a word used, but not clingstone.
Pressed peach?
No.
Clean peach.
A clean peach. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And do you have any term that you would use for the apples or peaches after they were cut up and dried?
No, they'd just be dried fruit. Dried peaches or dried apples or dried apricots.
Now, what are the kinds of nuts that you pull up out of the ground?
Peanuts.
Any other names for those?
Goobers.
And I believe you said we had hickory nuts. So what else would you have around here?
Well, we have lots of walnuts and hickory nuts. We don't have very many pecans. If they did, they'd been transplanted.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few hazelnut trees around here, but not very many.
What do you call those nuts? Most people buy them at Christmas. They're